time now for your letters. And Yuki Noguchi's profile yesterday of one person put out of work by the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico drew several disgruntled emails, among them Doug Brutomesso of Candor, New York. Mr. Brutomesso writes, "You did a story on a man who makes nets in Louisiana. Your reporter told it as a tearjerker. Sorry, no tears for him. The man commented he would not get paid by BP because he did a cash business with no paperwork. So what we have is a tax cheat. Sorry, I do not feel sorry for him."
Well, we also heard some skepticism about our interview about the moratorium on deep water drilling and the potential loss of jobs. We spoke with Professor Eric Smith of Tulane University. John Mansour of Los Angeles writes this: "If you're going to give guys like Professor Eric Smith a platform to argue less regulation for oil drilling, shouldn't you mention his institution's acceptance of support from the oil industry?" Mr. Mansour points out that Tulane University has received more than $200,000 in donations from ExxonMobil Corporation this year. He continues, "Well, at least you held 17 magazines' feet to the fire."
Well, speaking of 17 magazine, Ruth Zioni, also from Los Angeles, wrote in about our interview with teenage blogger Jamie Kalis. She writes, "I am 66 and single. The tyranny of 17 magazine during my adolescence came back in full force as I listened to the interview regarding the standards of garb, etc., as set by 17 magazine. For an entire summer, I wore my hair in rollers as my friend Carla and I tried to make my very curly locks resemble something like the pictures in the magazine. My mother used to point out the clothes she thought I would like, ignoring the fact that they were her choice and that in an era where there was never any one-size-fits-all, shopping became a nightmare as I tried to fit into dresses which were totally inappropriate and not really my style at all. It took me years to recover, and apparently I am in need of a 12-step program, as listening to the interview sent me right back to that era of tyranny as I stood in front of my current full-length mirror and bemoaned my still curly hair and unsightly bulges." Well, there's just more of you to love now.
Thanks for pointing out our unsightly bulges and also for your flattery. To pass either along, go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.